The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, May the 15th. Good to have you with us today. We're going to talk about something that really is very special and important to me, and that's the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. And we have two nice people with us today. Laura Morris from the American Cancer Society. Good to have you here, Laura.
Good to see you, Paul.
And Sarah Reindel, who is the event chair.
Thanks for having
of
us.
The Relay for Life. The Relay for Life is a really important fundraising event, but not just fundraising, but it's an emotional event, too.
Yes.
Now, the Columbia Boone County one is when?
It's May 30th this year at the Columbia Mall. It starts at 6 p.m. It's a Friday night and goes all the way to 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
Okay. Explain. I think a lot of people know what the Relay for Life is, but if there's a few people listening that don't, explain what it is.
Well, we have teams that do fundraising all throughout the year, and we come together on that night to really celebrate survivors is one of our main priorities, not just the fundraising and all of the efforts that the American Cancer Society puts forth for research, and so our fundraising goes for that, but we also want to celebrate the survivors. So we open the evening with a survivor lap, and then we have their caregivers walk with them, then we have the teams walk, so it's really just kind of to finish our fundraising year and celebrate all the efforts we've put forth.
Yes. And you do you have the luminaries in the evening?
We do that about approximately 9 p.m. Hopefully, we will have it outdoors this year. But if for some reason it is raining buckets of rain like it did last year, we will have it still at the Columbia Mall location in rain or shine. We'll move inside if there is bad weather.
Okay. And the luminary, if I remember it correctly, you could purchase a luminary, right?
Mm-hmm.
In memory of your loved one, and then you light a candle. Now, when I did it, do you have the bagpipes playing?
We don't have a plan for that this year.
Okay.
I will suggest that, though.
Well, let me tell you. Now that
you want to talk
about emotion. That is really an emotional thing because you light all the luminaries and then the bagpipes play. And it really, it's a wonderful time to remember. It's a wonderful time to celebrate people who fought the good fight against cancer. But the thing is, so many advancements have been made in cancer research that people are living so much longer and normal, healthy lives who years ago would not be alive.
Yeah, we say 400,000 people a year now are living where probably 5 or 6 years ago they wouldn't be.
Exactly.
Due to the research and the programs and the services.
How much money are you hoping that you'll raise with the Relay for Life?
Well, our goal for this year is $125,000. It has been a hard year because there's so many other efforts out there as well. But we will be very happy if we can get close to that.
Yeah. So the goal is $125,000.
Yes.
How do people make a donation to this?
Well, there are many different ways to make a donation. They can come out the night of. There will be all kinds of games. Teams will all be selling items. There's going to be food there, you know, bring the family. It's going to be a great time. We have a bounce house, face painting, all kinds of stuff. And then, or they can get on the Relay website, which is,
relayforlife.org/ BooneComo.
Okay. / BooneComo.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out all about this particular event. You can make a donation there, or you could purchase
a luminary bag on there in memory of someone, or you can form a team.
Yeah, okay. The important thing to keep in mind is this really is a celebration of life.
Absolutely.
And I was telling you the story about my mother. My mother passed away about 13 years ago. She had had head and neck cancer and lived with that for 20 years. Her life was made so much better. Number one, she had wonderful doctors over at Missouri Cancer Associates. But the American Cancer Society did so much to make life easier for cancer survivors. When she was having chemotherapy, they provided her with a wig. And I remember the day we went in to try on all these wigs because her hair was falling out. We were having so much fun. We were laughing, forgetting that she forgot that she had cancer because we were having a good time picking out the wigs for her. And they would provide her with Ensure. So the thing is that the American Cancer Society is there to help people and their families. And they're asking for your help with the Relay for Life, which is so important. And that last Relay for Life that my mother did, I remember it was on June the 14th, and it was that's when it was back over at Hickman High School. She had decided that it was time for her to stop taking her chemotherapy. And it had run the course. But she wanted to do the Relay for Life because the American Cancer Society had done so much for her. So she took her last chemotherapy treatment that day, and I remember we went out to Hickman High School, and when it was time to do the survivor's lap, we're walking with her, and she had a trach in, but she was going to do that. She was going to do that lap. I was on one side. James was on the other side, and we did the lap. Everybody else had come in and finished 20 minutes earlier, but she was still walking. And when she came across that finish line, she got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
It was absolutely priceless.
It's inspiring.
It is very inspiring. It's very emotional. And I hope that if you can mark it on your calendar for May the 30th, you will make plans to attend at the Columbia Mall.
And we would love sponsors and teams. We still have plenty of spots for that. And the more we can raise, the more we can really make a difference for
Okay,
cancer.
Is there a phone number that people can call to make a donation or to get more information?
Yeah, I can give you the Cancer Society number office. And then, if Sarah, if you want to give yours, we can too.
Okay.
But it's 573-635-4839.
Okay.
635-4839. And just say that you're wanting to donate to the Boone County Relay for Life.
Okay, so 573-635-4839. You can call that number to make a donation for the Boone County Relay for Life.
Yep.
And is there another?
Yep, I can be reached. My cell phone is 573-228-1046.
1046. Either one of those, but mark it on your calendar and you can make a donation and show up that night at Columbia Mall May 30th.
Okay? Please do.
Thank you, ladies, for coming by. I wish you the very best with that.
Thank you, Paul.
We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Bill Wickersham will be on. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.